Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Tributes are continuing this morning following the death of the boxing legend Ricky Hatton. The 46-year-old was found dead at his home in Manchester yesterday. Now, his stellar career included world titles in two weight classes, light welterweight and welterweight. He had 45 wins and three defeats over a 15-year career. But he never lost sight of his working-class roots and proudly stayed close to those roots right throughout his life. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Michael Carruth, Olympic welterweight boxing champion, and Kevin Byrne, boxing writer with the Irish Sun and host of the Rocky Road podcast. Michael, I'll start with you. Poor Ricky. He was such a hero. He was such a magnificent boxer, but he had a hard road, didn't he?
He did, unfortunately. Like, he took up boxing at a very young age, like most of us do, and he then had nothing outside of boxing in that regard, you know what I mean? So he kind of went into a bit of a slumber, and you know, when people are saying how he died and things like that, I just don't want to hear about it, or I want to even say about it. Like he was an absolute legend at the game, you know, for his country and for his family and for his club and every other part of boxing part that he was always nice to people, and apart from getting in the ring with him, you know what I mean? So so with that, you know, it's just a huge, huge loss to the boxing world.
And listen, did you know him well yourself?
Yeah, you see, what would happen, Ricky signed with Frank Warren, and I was with Frank Warren. So when I was near the end of my career, he was coming into his career, mm-hmm. and we kind of hooked up a lot of times and done a little bit of training together. He was good friend of Wayne McCullers as well, and he went out to Wayne's gym over in Los Angeles and trained up over there for a while as well. So he was kind of friendly with the two of us. He was, you know what I mean? So and he's friendly with everybody. He was a lovely person.
Like, yeah, I've watched a couple of documentaries about him over the years. And he seemed like he was great fun to be around.
Yeah, he's a bit of a messer in the whole nine years. And so who isn't, you know what I mean? But like, when you just mentioned his career there, what a career. And those three defeats, two of them were from Floyd Mayweather, and one was Manny Pacquiao, you know, so two of the greatest fighters in the world ever, them two, you know what I mean? So so to be beaten by that caliber, you know, it was a huge turn for his career as well. It was a great career he had.
Well, Kevin, let's talk a little bit more about that career, some of his highlights. I mean, he rose through the amateur, the domestic levels, and he met some of the best boxers, as Michael has said, of his generation, didn't he?
Indeed. Hi, Claire. Hi, Michael as well. Desperately sad news about Ricky Hatton. Obviously, like Michael would have been hearing him, I'm sure, a long time ago as this tremendous up-and-coming amateur as well. Richard Hatton out of Manchester turned professional young. I think he had a second fight over in America on the Prince Nassim versus Kevin Kelly fight at Madison Square Garden, which was, he didn't even have his trainer over there because his trainer was working with someone back at home, and that, you know, it was a British title fight, I think. So Hatton had to go over there, and that was his first introduction to America as a young guy, a teenager, and, you know, got the win and basically was, you know, made huge headway in his career. Fought an Irish guy, Eamon McGee, in 2002, came off the floor for the first time. McGee knocked him down early in the fight, but just wasn't able to stand on the gas and push him back. And that was a good test for Hatton to come through. And, you know, ultimately became a world champion. His best night was probably against Kostas Szyszko in 2005 at the MEN Arena to win the IBF world title. Later goes to Las Vegas in 2007 to unify... fights Juan Arango, unifies the titles. The first of his five title fights in Las Vegas, I think on two occasions, he brought 25,000 fans to Las Vegas, and just some absolutely insane scenes. Like, he even wrote a book about it in later years called Ricky Hatton's Vegas Tales, because it's just, the stories from it are just too much to fit into one or two articles. He actually wrote a book about it in collaboration with boxing insiders and journalists, just because some of the stories were just insane. Mm-hmm. Being walked to the ring by the Gallagher brothers and all sorts of things. I think the first people in his dressing room when he gets back after being knocked out by Manny Pacquiao are Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. You know, this is the circles he moved in, but he's a completely normal guy. More likely you'd see Ricky Hatton celebrating with his fans or just having a few pints with his fans. He didn't go in for that celebrity culture at all, but he's still beloved by the most famous people in the world too.
That documentary, the really early one I was talking about, it showed his mother selling the carpets, and I think he dabbled in carpet fitting as well, didn't he? And Kevin, that little routine he had where he'd have a big fight and then afterwards he'd go straight back onto the fast food and he would just blow up, wouldn't he, before he went back into training again?
I think often he'd come back into his, he'd come back and it's time, he'd have his last drink. He'd say, this is my last drink, or maybe this is my last fag, but particularly this is my last beer for 4 months or whatever. Go into training camp, he'd lose 3 or 4 stone, I think 4.5 stone before his final fight against Sinchenko. He called himself Ricky Fatten when he was out of camp and Ricky Fitten when he was, you know, really on the go. But yeah, like you say, like there's even another story I read about, you know, he met Mike Tyson once and he was like, oh, Mike, you met me before. So he was talking about fighting Juan Lazcano at the City of Manchester Stadium in 2008. And they went back, he invited Tyson to the after party and they went back to the restaurant and Ricky Hatton's granny sparks up a cigarette. And Tyson's like, you can't smoke in here. Surely they're going to throw you out. She said, my grandson just headlined at the City of Manchester Stadium. They're not going to throw me out. Tyson goes, yeah, give us a smoke too. And they didn't.
I love it. Michael, he was heading back into the ring as well. That was the plan, wasn't it? He was going to be 47 by the time that fight happened in Dubai.
Come here, yeah, you retired from professional boxing at that weight and in around 27, 28. You know, you can't be going back into a ring at 47. You know, I don't know why he was thinking of that in that regard, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But thankfully, he never had to deal with that because, you know, he's probably going to be fighting younger men. I don't even know who the potential opponent was, but like 47, there's no way you're going to do that. You know what I mean? It's no matter what you do, like he was out of boxing a while as well, and like as you said, he was a bit of a devil in between fights because he would go over a lot overweight. He would, you know, if some of us would only go a stone overweight, and you think a stone is hard to lose. You know, it is hard to lose, but like he was losing 2 and 3. Sometimes maybe in 4 stone before fights.
He was making it tough on himself. Now, his family have just released a statement, I see here, Michael and Kevin, and we know that he had his difficulties with his parents over his management and money, but I think that had been all, thankfully, sorted out. They've said this morning, he had a heart as big as his smile and his kindness, humour and loyalty touched everyone who was lucky enough to know him. That's a statement that's just been released this morning. It's a sad story and listen, may he rest in peace. He brought so much joy to so many people over the course of his career and his all too short life. Thanks so much, Michael Carruth and Kevin Byrne, for being with us to talk about Ricky Hatton, who has died at the age of 46.